If this is freedom, I don't understand, because it seems like madness to me. A-bomb in Water Street. Hate bomb, hate bomb, hate bomb, hate bomb. APOCLYPSE, apocalypse. Paul Waller had a lot to be angry about in the Jam's new single, their brand new 45, the first one off their critically acclaimed third album, Allmont Cons, which was released 43 years ago this week, August 12, 1978. The A-side to A-Bomb and Water Street was an obscure, amped-up cover of a rare Kinks tune, David Watts. But in A-Bomb, Waller channels the rebellious youth of the UK who had a lot to be angry about. They were struggling through a very weak economy at the time, finding it very difficult, if not impossible, to get jobs, to make a living, and to have a future for themselves. From one angry young man of 70s UK punk, we go to an angry young woman of modern-day Chicago punk. Claudia Guajardo, the lead singer of Citizen, also has a lot to be angry about. Whether it's relationships, family, drug abuse, she lays it all out on the line. And it ain't pretty in Citizen's country music EP. The country in that title can be quite deceiving, because there's not an iota of steel guitar, nor are there any kind of two-stepping hillbilly melodies with fiddle or anything resembling bro country. This is straightforward hardcore punk. The band first got together 4 years ago, and they've put out two releases since then, the full-length Root of All Evil, which was in May of 2018, and the country music EP last Halloween. They're slowly working on follow-up music to that, and they recently got out and played their first gig since suffering under extreme boredom, much like the Buzzcocks did when they first began back in the mid-70s. Boredom in this case because of the extended COVID lockdown period. But Citizen has been out and playing gigs, including a July 17th gig at Reggie's Rock Club. And on Friday, August 13th, this will be good luck for any hardcore punk fan in the Chicago area. I know I'm going to butcher this because I don't speak fluent Spanish like Claudia. Semitas Poblamas. I'll ask her again, and I know she's going to correct me when she calls in just a couple of moments here to talk about Citizen, who with Awful, Tracy Trouble, Lucy Decay, Umbra and the Vulcan Siege, The Throwaways, Steve's in the Band, they all will be part of a 40th birthday celebration. It's a special punk night in Villa Park. Citizen also should get a much wider national audience when they open for East Coast hardcore punk band The Casualties, who've been around since the mid-90s. They're going to do that in February, and not in Chicago either. From the fiery, angry vocals of Claudia of Citizen, we go to the fiery, angry, very distinctive vocal of Tony Engel. I'm finding it really hard to cast a vote for anything else besides Grave Rain's Destination Aftermath after I've taken a listen to it for Hard Local Rock Album of the Year. And I'm going to spin you another track off of it. We gave you the longest track, The Reckoning, on the last episode of Local Law, just over 11 minutes. One thing's for sure, two distinctive qualities stand out here. Not only Tony's authoritative, Gene Simmons-like, rough, raspy vocal, but the trademark, incomparable shredding of David Schenkel. In our rock backs, speaking of a distinctive style, melodic hard rock, whether your favorite band is Nonpoint, Nickelback, I know, bad example there, Seether, melodic vocals definitely stand out, ones that don't always have an unclean, low-throated, gruff vocal delivery to them. And many album rock terrestrial radio stations have been embracing some of those bands. But they didn't embrace Red Poet. The Aurora-based four-man band has been at it and creating a similar sound to those bands I mentioned since at least 2016. I interviewed them for the second time 5 years ago this week at the former Star Bar in Chicago Ridge. And normally when you mention Star Bar, you also have to mention the guy who transformed that out of Bobby McGee's, Tony Shark Labera, who just recently passed away. So you might think of Tony and might think of any gig you saw at one of his venues, whether it was that, Star Bar, or Shark City in Glendale Heights. We'll rock back to 5 years ago this week when I interviewed Red Poet at Star Bar. Local Loft episode 186, where we combine the angry with the radio friendly. You may get either or, angry or friendly, shoulder slamming the guy next to you. Don't take it personally.
Hello, hello, hello. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, one, two, three. I'm talking into the camera. We're late, yes we know, but we're fashionably late, so get the fuck over it.
A little change of pace on this episode of Local Loft. We're going to get a woman's touch, definitely a pissed off woman's touch, I'd have to say. You know, back in the 70s, I know I'm showing my age here, there was the angry young man period in the punk movement in the UK. A couple of the names weren't exactly punk. There was Elvis Costello, there was Joe Jackson. The angry young woman I'm speaking to is Claudia from the band Citizen, the Chicago punk band who has been kicking it for about 4 years. And don't let the title mislead you here. Go to see a Citizen show, you can pogo, mosh, or maybe you can line dance or two-step. But their new album, Country Music EP, doesn't contain one lick of country music. There's no steel guitars, twangy guitars, no bro country here. This is straightforward punk rock. I have Claudia from Citizen here. She's going to talk about it and talk about their upcoming gig this weekend, Friday.
It is Friday, yeah. Friday's the 13th.
That'll be good luck for any of you who is a hardcore punk fan, because this band really kicks it, like I said. And they'll be playing with Awful, Tracy Troubles' other band. Of course, you remember from Hot List Messiah. But Claudia, yeah. Let me ask you, your attitude throughout much of the songs, including a Black Hole, Fuck You, a Hell, Junkie, it's pretty angry. You're pissed off at the world or just some people in general. Would you agree about that?
It is, yeah. I mean, I usually get most of my inspiration from just everyday events. So, yeah, I mean, I'm angry. That's how I like to keep my punk, you know, angry and dangerous.
That's one of the big qualities of the best punk rock is being angry, being pissed off. And you certainly are that, and so are your three bandmates. Well, this country music EP, you released it last Halloween, and I have to ask you if you're working on anything new with this, you know, pandemic period being so long, and you guys are just getting out to play shows. Well, you did a live stream for JCTV back in January. Reggie's. You even have a show opening for the Casualties, I saw.
February. Next year.
Are you working on any brand new music to follow up the country music EP so far?
We are currently working on some new material right now. We're definitely talking about working on or doing a new album. We've actually never really like put anything out on vinyl, but we're going to be doing that for next year. So we're going to be working on new music this fall.
A real kick in the balls, what you guys do. Let me just say that much.
Yeah, it's time. Like, we've never actually had vinyl, like I said, so we're looking forward to, you know, coming up with some new stuff to put out. We'd like to have it out, hopefully, by next year, early spring.
Well, I'm sure you'll do some revealing in the live shows before that. And what kind of audience do you think your music reaches best? Being the pissed off punk rock that it is it mostly like the skate punk crowd, or is it a mixed crowd that your music reaches, do you think?
Yeah, so far it seems like it's like a mix. We are definitely getting a lot of like the skate punk crowd, but then, you know, there's other people checking out our music, and I know that we play like fast hardcore punk, but there's times where it feels like we don't really like fit in somewhere right now, because I don't know, like our music, it's not your typical I had a bad day, I'm angry at the police, you know, whatever, anarchy, you know, it's not like that. Like, most of our lyrics are coming from actual stories, actual events. You don't really see that a lot of female front punk vocalists singing like that.
In addition to you and Tracy Trouble, there's also, I don't know if you've heard of Chrissy Ridolfi and her band Evil Engine. They've been out for a couple of years. Chrissy was a hardcore metal singer, and then she just totally changed gears. But you're punk to the core and reaching a lot of different people, a lot of diverse groups with this. Best to you and your bandmates, Germ, E.T., and Josh, and they're definitely going to be coming out in droves to check you out on Friday the 13th. And I don't speak fluent Spanish here, so I might botch this, but Cemitas Poblanas. Like I said, I don't speak fluent Spanish here, so forgive me if I butchered that. But
no, you're fine.
it's in Villa Park, and it's happening on Friday the 13th. Going to be good luck for you if you're a punk fan, whether you're an Oi punk fan. There's a little bit of Oi in Citizen, but they're truly unique, their style. So come and check them out. Name is spelled, how do you think it's spelled? SHITIZEN.org. That's their website, or go to their Facebook page. Claudia, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Later.
More than just every so often on Local Off, I like to apply a diverse approach, sort of like top 40 AM radio in the 60s. You never know who you were going to hear after you heard one artist. You could hear Petula Clark and then Jimi Hendrix. Consider that two bands with totally different genres to be a discovery that music is not always predictable. After hearing the aggressive, manic punk of Citizen, we go to something much more sophisticated, Umbra and the Vulcan Siege. Very progressive, a bit jazzy, Pink Floydish. What do those two bands have in common? They're playing on the same bill this Friday the 13th in Villa Park, along with Tracy Trouble, Lucy Decay, and the rest of Awful. You also have the Throwaways and Steve's in the band, Semitas Poblanos. Again, I don't speak fluent Spanish, so I can't always get that one right. But Claudia Guajardo, the lead singer of Citizen, can, because she is a fluent Spanish speaker. The location's in Villa Park, 345 West North Avenue, 7 p.m. showtime, $10 to get in. I imagine there will be mask mandates, mask wearing policies you're going to have to adhere to. For more details about this show, Citizin. It's like Citizen, only you substitute number two instead of Citizen. You can figure that out, right? Sort of progressive in the same way that Umbra and the Vulcan Siege is, Burdens Within. This four-piece progressive metal band out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, is really starting to make rounds. What you'll hear is a combination of Stained and Queensryche. Well, the more mellow side of Queensryche, think Silent Lucidity here. Burdens Within has been joining National Hard Rock Act Otherwise, that's a familiar name from the Cat 105 5 days, because we used to play them quite a lot when Freak took over the station and turned it into one of the hardest rocking stations on the planet. Burdens Within has also been opening nationally for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, including in their own native Fort Wayne, Indiana at the Emerson Theater. Tuesday night, August 10th, which means when this podcast goes live, it'll be mere hours. Burdens Within will be opening for Otherwise at the Forge in Joliet, along with Rockford's Monroe. You've heard me play these guys before. I really think that as melodic hard rock bands go, if Album Rock Radio and Active Rock Radio continues to ignore Monroe, they're really making a big mistake. I'll play you another song from them on the way, but to get you in tune with Burdens Within and what they're all about, I did say progressive in a Queensryche Empire kind of way, early 90s. Here's The Devil's Due from Burdens Within.
In this world again,
Rockin' Chicago's Western and Southern Burbs in 2 days apart from each other this coming week is Monroe. Proof that Cheap Trick is not the only big rock export to come from the Four City. Monroe can stand alongside many of the giants of melodic hard rock, including Otherwise, and they'll be opening up for them tomorrow as this podcast goes live. August 10th at the Forge in Joliet, and Thursday, August 12th at the WC Social Club in West Chicago. For more details about that show, you go to Monroe with a plus sign. That's their Facebook page. It still remains to be seen when Grave Rain takes the very majestic production of their full-length debut, Destination Aftermath, and starts to apply it on stage to see if it works. If they have to use any background recordings, pre-programmed keyboards, or anything that they use in the studio on a regular basis. One thing is for sure, however, the fiery, authoritative voice of Tony Engel and the masterful shredding of David Schenkel will be front and center when it does happen. So far, no dates, no tour dates yet, but the CD is widely available now. GraveRainBand.com or go to Grave Rain's Facebook page. I gave you the longest track with The Reckoning, 11 minutes from the new full-length album. This one maybe not as long, but at almost 6 minutes it gets its point across that despite most of us being torn apart, bored, and driven somewhat insane by this pandemic shutdown, lockdown world, we still need to look ahead rather than look back. This is track number 8 of Grave Rain's Destination Aftermath, No More Yesterdays, on Local Loft.
No more yesterdays. Seems I can break down any time or place, asking why, and I am fretting on this moment, and I am neurotic, chaotic, and keep asking why. No more yesterdays. What I would give just to escape the pain. Shangri-La, no more yesterdays. Feeling lost for all the questions raised. Asking why, and I am fretting on this moment. And I am neurotic, chaotic, can't keep asking why. Remember the times we used to make them laugh, and now the story is left untold. I will move on, but I'll never be the same. Left untold.
There's still quite a few songs that were on the Raven stuff. The songs have all been remixed and remastered, and they sound way better. And we have a few other. We have about 4 or 5 new ones on there as well. So yeah, it's a completely different album than the Raven's demo was. And of course, we're with Dark Star Records now. We signed on with them a couple months ago, so we've got that going as well.
Eric Lilienhorn and Death Pop Radio providing a history lesson in modern English. Well, recently MTV celebrated its 40th anniversary. It was at the beginning of this month, August 1st, 1981, they first went on the air. And for the first 15 years of their existence, played something called music videos, which were pretty innovative for the most part. There's one that sticks out in my mind, Robbie Gray and Modern English, I Melt With You. I don't know if Death Pop Radio is going to recreate that actual music video from 1982, but they're recreating the song. It will be a cover version and pretty much the follow-up to Death Pop Radio's full-length self-titled album, which they released back in the spring. It was back in May I interviewed Eric Lilienhorn about that new album, and of course knowing that they would have a Modern English cover, which would be the first bit of evidence that they're already working on a follow-up to that debut album. Ravens, the track you heard there, was actually the first thing the band did when they were called Ravens back in 2017, and then changed their name to Death Pop Radio a year later. You can stream that entire album on Spotify, and Death Pop Radio recently opening up for Head PE with a gig at the Forge in Joliet in mid-July. Still having Lollapalooza after effects or a hangover of sorts. You were one of the many who safely survived all 4 days in Grant Park. And as Lollapalooza was going on, another legendary Chicago venue reopened its doors after almost 2 years of being shut down due to COVID lockdowns. The Metro is back open, of course, with some restrictions. Even if you're vaccinated, you do have to wear a mask indoors, and you do have to provide proof of a COVID vaccination to gain admission to any show at the Metro. That includes the upcoming sold-out show with Knocked Loose. Funk rock band out of Kentucky will be playing there on September 2nd, Labor Day weekend, if I'm not mistaken about that. They're getting local support from Lurk, a four-piece Chicago power pop band who pretty much reminds you of the heyday of Cheap Trick in the mid to late 70s. They also channel bands like Off-Broadway, The Knack, and The Foo Fighters. Speaking of Lollapalooza, the headliner for the last of the 4 days, Dave Grohl and Company. Lurk is releasing their debut album, Around the Sun, on September 17th. Just 15 days after they open up for Knocked Out and one of their two sold-out shows at Metro. Let's turn you on to a preview. Very Foo Fighters this year. It reminds me a bit of My Hero from The Color and the Shape back in 1997, the song Dave Grohl dedicated to his former Nirvana buddy Kurt Cobain. It sounds like it, not lyrics-wise, of course. This is See Through from Lurk on Local Loft. Yeah!
get what you want. If you wait, it'll pass you by. Go out and find the best that money can buy.
In a great portion of the greater Chicagoland area, especially the city itself, they were number one with their very first song, Rock and Roll Chicago. Thanks to the Loop FM 98, M&R Rush became bigger than life itself for a while. And 41 years after they released their debut signature song and it appeared on the Loop Chicago Rocks album, M&R Rush is still rocking. Not dreaming of another number one single, but just glad to still have the opportunity to keep on rocking, as they have for a couple of dates now on their Out of the Basement 2021 tour. Number one led off their second EP, Reach for the Stars, issued on vinyl back in 1981, as the band already tried to recapture the magic that they put forth on Rock and Roll Chicago. And indeed, in the title track, and also You're the Only Woman and Number One, they really succeeded. So Marty Martirosian, Carl Moser, Roger Hertz, John McFarlane, Jeff Lewis, and Paul Martin head to Valparaiso, Indiana, for the fourth stop on their Out of the Basement 2021 tour, Saturday, August 14th. They will be at Northwest Health Amphitheater. It's a benefit show for the IBT Indiana Ballet Theater. You can get tickets online at mnrrush.com or their Facebook page, or only 10 bucks if you're buying them the night of the show. Well, maybe your ambition isn't to be the biggest number one hit maker in the country. Maybe it's just, maybe your first and number one priority is just to have yourself heard around the world. We can help you, because plenty of people are listening to Local Loft anywhere in the four corners of the world. Send me, Tim Lamping, your music in digital form, MP3, FLAC, WAV, or AAC, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, or reel-to-reel tape. TimLamp1@yahoo.com or TimCatDJ@gmail.com if you're sending me a physical product. Send me an email and I'll send you a mailing address. This podcast is downloadable, all episodes, on Podbean.com or stream through the Podbean app. Imagine a more melodic, less industrial, and less extensive version of Tool, and you have Red Poet. That's what I always thought about the four-man band out of Aurora. They began in 2012. I interviewed them on the Cat 105.5 that year for Homegrown Tones. Ryan Sheehan, actually, the band's guitarist. Their manager at times, Bill Krause Jr., became even more famous than the band. But Bill was always looking to get the band publicity. He took any bit he could get, especially from us here at the Cat. When I found out that in 2016, Red Poet was still around and actually was preparing to release their first album in almost 4 years, I took it upon myself to see just what had changed. Not very much. The same melodic, energetic bunch, still trying to be a more melodic version of Tool, was still out there and still rocking. But they called it quits a year later. Tried a couple of reunions which didn't go very far. Well, we'll reunite them once again as they appeared on stage at the former Star Bar in Chicago Ridge on August 12th, 2016. We rock back to that event. To close out Local Loft episode 186, it's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
You're really gonna love Aurora.
Where's Aurora anyway?
Ryan from Red Poet.
Tim Lamping, I'm outside of Star Bar in Chicago Ridge, really happening bash here tonight. Voodoo Queen Management and Yvonne Loveland, and thank her and her staff for having me up here for the Summerfest Music Bash. From Aurora, a really diverse alt-metal band called Red Poet. I turned a lot of you on to them back in February 2014. I interviewed Ryan Sheehan, their lead singer, who's here with us tonight. They have a brand new member amongst the crew. Steven Jaritza on bass. We have Greg Jura on guitar. Corey Vaughn, who is the newest member, their drummer, added him to the lineup actually around the fall last year. Red Poet first put out their self-titled debut in 2012. It's been a while, but they're putting out a follow-up almost 4 years later. Well, Ryan, Greg, and Steven, and Corey, want to tell me basically how this is different from your 2012 debut. I mean, but what I heard on there is pretty diverse stuff. Tool, I can hear that's definitely an influence for you guys. Some of it's industrial. You're adding in like DJ record scratching and song like Sideways and Coil. How is this new one different musically and lyrically, would you say?
Well, I think we're growing as a band. We're finally coming to fruition, and you know, we're more mature now. We have a new dynamic with Corey coming in here. He's more of a groove-based drummer, so we're looking to grow even more and more. The energy's never left us. We're pushing forward now. We're new programming, got new songs coming for you guys. Not too long before we should have a new album out for you.
Yeah, I noticed the keyboard programming a little more prominent with this record as opposed to the last. Corey, how did you first get involved with Red Poet and your drumming? What do you think it adds to their sound?
I've always liked Red Poet. My wife has been child friends with these guys for a long time, so I've been watching them as long as I've been dating her, and they just kind of always liked them and try to be loyal and go to every show, and opportunity rose, and I jumped at it, I guess.
Until Red Poet gets their brand new follow-up sophomore CD together. A little blast from the past from back in 2012. Actually, it was 2 years later when I first presented this music to you on 105.5 The Cat. A definite Tool influence here. Ryan Sheehan at times, the very highly emotional and intimate vocal of Maynard James Keenan comes to mind. On Sideways, it's from Red Poet, Local Loft Live from Star Bar, during Voodoo Queen Management's Summer Music Bash.
When asked, don't deceive. The blood on my hands is so real. She is never paid for a consequence, and this blood on my hands can. It makes it okay. Does it? directions. I give this song a form of fatal attraction. I have to confess that I have no direction, dear. But you never made it all again. Does it make you feel so
whether it's in the studio or whether it's live, I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes with the keyboard programming. Ryan, do you think it's much different, the new stuff, from what you did in the studio as to what you do on stage?
I believe so now, yeah. We're trying to go a little bit more dynamic, a little deeper, more layers with the keys and the backing tracks, trying to layer things a little bit more, get more control. Less freestyle, more right on grid is what we're aiming for here. So I think everybody would be really happy with it once we're finalized here.
Yeah, I think we would probably say that we're in our sophomore phase. You know, I mean, we're coming in and tightening up what we've been working with. All the feeling, I think, is still there. That's the thing. Sometimes you lose what's happening just with that, sure, you know, you're young and you're rocking type of thing. And I think we still got it coming out in waves.
Sure, absolutely.
Energy in all directions.
We're getting ready to come out stronger than ever. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Getting ready to go full force.
Some bands, with you mentioned the sophomore phase, so like some bands are really stretched out. There's a lot of pressure to try and prove yourself after that first album is pretty well received. But there's a lot of effort that's going into this meticulous stuff, whether it's in the studio or live. So I wish you guys all the best of luck with this new album. You got a title for the new record and any specific date on when it's going to be released?
We've been bouncing around titles. Nothing's in the books yet. A few rumors.
No spoilers yet.
Sorry, can't give it away yet.
Well, when it does become available, go to redpoet.com. That's their website. Also go to their Facebook page, Red Poet. Also want to thank Bill Krause Jr., your manager, for letting me get the scoop on new music you guys are doing. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much, Tim.
I didn't mention a bit of a hip-hop influence for Red Poet, and here it is. This may have you thinking of Pardon Me by Incubus, or one of many songs from them. Not that it's a direct ripoff, however. Coil from the self-titled debut 2012 release from Red Poet, Local Loft Live at Voodoo Queen Management's Summer Music Bash at Star Barn Chicago Ridge. Yeah!
no frame. So solemn she spoke her words to me.